So welcome back to the NLP UK Training Podcast. I'm Callie Fraser.
And I'm Steve K.
So today is all about, are you caught in the busyness trap?
What do you mean by that?
Well, busyness is now actually an official word in the English dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often, I talk to people, whether this is on corporate leadership courses or on our NLP practitioner courses, people are always talking about how busy they are.
They are.
And it's almost like they wear it like a badge of honor.
Oh, right. Yeah, got you.
So it's quite interesting when you break down, well, what are you busy doing?
Do you know why they do that, do you think? They've got to be seen to be ready for the next promotion. So they've got to be seen to be not only doing the work and delivering results, but they've got to be seen, because everyone else is doing that as well, or thinks they are. But they've kind of got to be noticed, unconsciously noticed.
But kind of when people ask you the question, you know, how you doing? Oh, yeah, I'm really busy.
Oh, I get people asking me, people who are kind of friends or know what I do. Are you busy, Steve? Are you busy? And it's like, and I'm like, well, I don't want to be busy. I want to be profitable and enjoy what I'm doing. And so, but people do say, are you busy?
Yeah.
Because that equates to success.
Yeah.
Are you busy?
But does it?
No.
So we do an exercise with a lot of our corporate clients called Big Impact, Little Impact. Yeah. And it's something that I do with my coaching clients as well.
Yeah. And it's in that book.
Absolutely. It's in Steve K's book, Become a Great Leader and Coach Using NLP. It's a really, really simple little exercise that can help you to focus on doing the things that get you results and doing less of the things that don't get you results, mm-hmm. but take up lots of time.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd all like to be a bit more time rich. I defy anyone that says that they've got too much time on their hands. I'd always love to have more time to do more of the stuff that I really love. So Big Impact, Little Impact, it's about really breaking down what you do
mm-hmm.
day in, day out.
Mm-hmm.
Is that thing that you're doing having a big impact on your outcome,
mm-hmm.
to what it is that you really want to achieve?
Mm-hmm. Helping people become successful in whatever they want to do.
Absolutely. That's our outcome, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or is that thing that you're doing having a little impact? So the little impact things tend to be
reworking things, attending meetings.
Or the endless meetings. Yeah.
Dealing with world pay.
Doing little bits of admin.
Yeah.
You know, dealing with your junk email.
Yeah.
So if we can do some of the stuff, the little impact stuff has to be done, but can we do less of it?
Mm-hmm.
Or can we outsource it, delegate it,
mm-hmm.
ditch it altogether,
mm-hmm.
so that we can focus on doing more of that big impact stuff?
Do you know, when I've done this, I've said, what ish percentage time do you spend in the big impact and what ish percentage time in the little impact? And an overall average of all the corporate training since I started doing this in 2006, is 50% in the top, 50% in the bottom.
That's incredible, isn't it?
It means you only have to work
half the time,
Wednesday, afternoon, Thursday, Friday, which I know. So it's an easy way of saying, right, okay, where do I want to spend my time? And then those things in big impact, making time in your diary to however you do your diary to fit more of those things in. And then, but also there's another one as well. What if there's something not in my big impact list that could be?
Absolutely.
So if you're not getting the result, if I'm not getting the result I want, I look at the big impact, look at the little impact, and then I might be able to reduce the little impact down. Are the things in the big impact that I'm not doing enough of? Like marketing. How much time, I've got marketing as big impact, but how much time am I spending marketing? Is it the right kind of marketing? Or is there something from the big impact that's not in there that we don't know about, that I've not seen before because it's not in my script? That's when we need to look at what other people are doing that's similar to us, see how they do things. In NLP, we call it modeling. And maybe try it ourselves.
Absolutely. And some things we're going to try and we'll get a great result from. Mm-hmm. Other things, not so much.
Yeah.
But it's all right to experiment to try and get the result that you want to get.
So if people wanted to do this themselves, they could get an A4 sheet of paper, a piece of paper, right at the top, big impact, halfway down, right, little impact, and then think of all the things they do that moves them towards their outcome in a big way, put that in the top half of the page, and all the things that's rework, rethinking, or just buy the book because it's in there and gives you worked examples of a sales manager, what they would need to do. I first came across this when the managing director of a company I worked for a long time ago said, we want to reduce the non-value-adding activities by 10%. And that stayed with me for years and years and years and years. And I was working with two guys at Rico who were sales managers. And they'd failed to get a promotion to an area sales director's role. So they asked me to do some coaching with them. And I did this activity with them. And one of them was 30% of his time was spent in big impact and 70% of his little impact. And I saw him 6 weeks later and he said, since we did that exercise, I've delegated all my direct customers to my team of six. So I don't have any direct sales customers myself. I've done more one-to-one accompaniments with my sales team individually, where they go out and they mentor their salespeople. I've done more accompaniments in the last 6 weeks than I've done in the last 5 years.
Wow.
And to top it all, I'm getting home on time and spending time with my two little boys before they go to bed.
And this is the thing, if you can focus on that big impact stuff, mm-hmm. to get that outcome, mm-hmm. actually it saves you a lot of time and effort.
Yeah.
So what you'll find is that you are getting home on time and you are actually creating better boundaries. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone talks about work-life balance, mm-hmm. but actually sometimes we are creating a poor work-life balance just by how we do things, mm-hmm. and the types of things that we do.
Can I tell you about my last employer? Mm-hmm. So, sorry, I think I might have just interrupted you there. Sorry about that. So when it was a big open plan office and it was a long time ago and I just started doing a master's degree and I usually left it around 6 o'clock. Sometimes I'd stay longer if I was busy or had more projects on. And there were usually people in there still till 7 o'clock. Now, for some of the designers, you could get that because I've got presentations to do. But when I started my master's degree, guess what time I finished? 5 o'clock.
Every night.
I stayed at my desk, had my laptop, and worked on an assignment. Mm-hmm. So I made sure I got everything done most days by 5 o'clock, then I could work on an assignment for a couple of hours, then go home. Because I realized that if I went home and started, I'd be tired. But if I was still kind of like energy work mode level, I could do my assignments. So I managed to get a lot more done by 5 o'clock than I had been doing previously because I had to fit it in. I had to fit the big important master's degree in as well as work.
So it's about really understanding what's important.
Yeah.
That's your first step, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can remember this is going back about a year ago. It was year past May, and I was out for a night out with one of my best friends.
Yeah.
And it was her birthday, and there was a whole bunch of us out. We'd been out for dinner, and then we went for some cocktails afterwards. And we were sat in a bar in Nottingham having cocktails about 11:30 at night. And her phone buzzed. And I saw her get her phone out of her bag and start looking at her phone. I'm like, what are you doing? Because I'm nosy like that. And she said, oh, I've just had this email. A work email. Frank, it's Saturday night. It's your birthday. What are you doing? And it's quite interesting how we feel compelled to always be doing something and be responsive, even in our own time.
Yeah.
And I think that the big impact, little impact exercise can help you really look at your boundaries of being always on and prioritize your own time.
Mm-hmm.
Because that email that she answered on a Saturday night, that wasn't big impact.
Yeah.
That was little impact.
Yeah.
And maybe if she'd done that exercise, she might have realized, well, actually, responding to an email on a Saturday night, that's actually little impact.
Yeah.
Enjoying my time off and having some downtime, actually, that's big impact.
Mm-hmm.
So your rest and relaxation is a key to your success and is always a big impact activity.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that you've mentioned over the last couple of weeks, because you've had a little bit more downtime over the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's given you some real insights, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Different ways of doing things. I remember when I did my NLP practitioner course as a delegate, it was 7 days straight in Leeds, which is about 90 miles from where I live. It started on Sunday morning, and I drove up every morning, and because I was too tight to stay in a hotel, and I got a three-year-old at home, so I didn't really want to be away too much. I was already away quite a bit. But I drove up there, and not once during the day did I check my phone, because I'd invested my own money into this program, and the only time I checked my phone was at 5 o'clock when the training finished and I was driving home. I checked my phone before I got in the car, and I did that for 7 days. Never once, you know, answered phone calls, even from potential customers. Didn't. It was my time for me to do this training course. And that was really important. You know, earlier on, I had a phone message came up when I went to move my phone because it was hanging out my coat jacket pocket. And I saw the missed call. So I looked to see who it was from. And I thought, and it was quite potentially important, because not doing it will have an impact on us if we don't do it. But my focus is on what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's really important, rather than doing that. So it's just a distraction. So it can wait. Can it wait? Does it need doing now? No, it doesn't. But I also think that sometimes people check their phone and their messages. It's almost like a chemical thing in their brain, isn't it?
And that's the way that technology is designed.
Mm.
It's designed to be addictive.
Mm.
You know, that's why you get caught up in the Facebook scroll.
Yeah.
You know, that activity is designed to keep you on the platform.
Yeah.
So being aware of that and removing distractions like that can be really helpful so that you can focus on what's important.
Mm-hmm.
So again, kind of just really to summarize, what we're saying is, if you're trapped in that busyness, you know, first thing is to really understand, what is it that I'm trying to achieve? What is my outcome?
Mm-hmm.
So for Steve and I, it is all about really making a difference to people and helping them become more successful. So be clear on that and then do the big impact, little impact activity.
Yeah.
So piece of paper, first half, what are the things that have a big, you do day to day that have a big impact on your outcome? What are the little things that you do that have a little impact on your outcome? What's the percentage split?
Yeah.
How can you maximize the big impact, minimize the little impact?
Yeah.
And also think about what may not be on my big impact list.
Yeah.
That I could be doing.
Yeah.
And then it's about really ensuring that you're minimizing those distractions so that you can focus on those big impact stuff whilst maintaining your boundaries to get that great work-life balance.
That's right.
Fantastic. So guys, little activity for you to do yourselves to really think about your levels of busyness. So that's the end of this episode of our podcast. We shall be back with another one soon for you. So it's goodbye from both of us today, and we shall see you soon.
See you soon.